Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, and welcome to Radio Free Redoubt on this fine Saturday morning, broadcasting from the Free Zones. We are in deeply held patriot territory, watching the events unfold in our country this week. It's got a lot of our patriots, including ourselves, uneasy, but there's definitely something going on beneath the surface. I want to talk about some solutions to voter fraud. This is the perfect setup. The Transition Integrity Project, TIP, have been formulating this narrative for the last year. There's clear evidence of voter fraud and mishandling and intentional, well, is malicious voter fraud. And in case they got caught, they had the plan. This is how Trump is going to try to maintain power. So I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about some solutions and also provide some hope and encouragement. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You are listening on 96.5 FM or on the AM dial at 6:30 AM if you are in the greater Spokane area, Kootenai County area, or you're listening to the live streaming this morning coming out of Spokane, Washington. And also, don't forget that you can spread the word about Radio Free Redoubt to your friends and family. Even if you're not able to listen to the live broadcast, we upload these to our Podbean player. That's Podbean, like Bean Pod, but only reversed. Podbean. And that is radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. Thank you all for your super positive, uplifting, and encouraging feedback. Your emails throughout the week, directed at both myself and Lady Liberty, my bride, who's with me on the morning commute every morning at 7 a.m. So what a blessing for us to be able to do this together, to go through this season right now in American history. Unbelievable, the time that we are in right now. And I'm just glad that I have somebody that's like-minded to be able to go through that with, to be able to analyze what we're dealing with. So what are we dealing with? What are we talking about this Saturday? What are we talking about this week? We are Saturday after the national elections, which historically we would have known who our president was going to be based on the election results days ago. So here we are going on, day five after the election day, and everything is still up in the air, in limbo. Why is it in limbo? Well, because President Trump doesn't want to give up his power. Well, actually, that's not true. That's what the left wants you to believe. But more and more evidence has come out. Every single day, more evidence is coming out on voter fraud. There's also some indicators from those inside the government, inside the federal government, directly tied to the CIA, that are revealing a covert computer program and a computer that is designed to alter the results of elections midstream. And the Trump administration is remaining eerily quiet right now, although they're expressing their dissatisfaction over the way that the polls and things have been handled, and they are assuring the people that they are going to challenge those findings. But something else has been brewing, and that is above and beyond just the election fraud or the lawsuits stating that we protest that you have not allowed us to watch the voting booths, to allow our observers to observe. There's something more to this. You have all these polls leading up to the election showing Biden ahead, sometimes double digits. He's ahead by 5 points, 7 points, 10, 14, 18 points in this poll and that poll. You would think by the polls that, which is what they did in 2016, we saw the same thing in Australia a couple of years ago, where the conservative candidate was just supposed to get annihilated because all of the polls indicated that the Australian people want the commie, until Election Day came and the conservative absolutely annihilated the communist. That was the election in Australia a couple years ago. In 2016, they were trying to convince us how much we want communism here until the election results came in. And it went to Trump, handily went to Trump. Shocking, well, the whole country. That's when we started to learn to really, really question what they try to pass off as polls, opinion polls, to get the pulse of the American people to find out how we feel about the issues and what we want. We're not going to let them tell us what we want. We're going to tell them what we want, and we want Americanism. And we're not going to settle for anything less, and we're not going to let them steal this election. And the poll question came up, if this goes to Biden and he ends up taking the White House, will you consider him to be your legitimate president? There's only one way, as a logical thinking person looking at this election and the lead up to it, the immense amount of support for President Trump, and you can't even call it lackluster support. There's like zero support, zip, when it came to Joe Biden. One rally after another, we saw miles and miles of vehicles backed up. We saw parades, boats and cars parading in support of the president. We saw the Latino community, which the Democrats thought they just had wrapped up just because they're not white, that they're just naturally going to vote communist. But see, you see all the videos of the Cubans making videos, pro-Trump videos, and a lot of the other Latinos who have direct firsthand experience with communism, which is why they're here, to escape that. And I'm not talking about illegal aliens. They're just coming here to under the radar to try to make a better life for themselves in just general terms. These people fled communism, and they are enthusiastic, dancing in the streets, waving Trump flags, saying, this man has to be our president. So the results are not really what they would have you believe. Going down some of the headlines here, right at the top, re-education camps coming, leftists and never-Trumpers begin compiling lists of Trump supporters. This should not surprise anyone. They have openly said, even Kamala Harris has said, those who have opposed us, we are taking notes. Essentially, that's what they have said. Absolutely. These are vindictive, godless, communist, vile, anti-American scum. From the top all the way down to the street level thugs, from Nancy Pelosi to Charles Schumer, to this gang of communist Muslim militants, with occasional Cortex and this other group of radicals, they definitely want revenge for just supporting Trump, not to mention stealing the election from Hillary, which she was so entitled to. But look at these. Georgia Secretary of State being quoted, there will be a recount in Georgia. Hallelujah. Thousands of military ballots yet to be counted in Georgia. Postal Service found, quote unquote, found 1,700 mail-in ballots during a court-ordered sweeps in Pennsylvania. Where else? Chinese yuan rallies to a 28-month high on the prospect of Biden win. Of course, because Joe Biden is the communist Chinese candidate. Also endorsed by Muslim extremists, Hamas, endorsed by the Communist Chinese Party, by the Communist Party USA. That's Joe Biden. That's their candidate. That's what they want you to believe, that almost half of the people who turned out to vote have chosen the communist. Post office whistleblower goes public. In this bombshell report here at Liberty Daily, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State under four presidents, Steve Pieczenik, President Trump knew the election theft was coming and set a trap that Democrats fell in. This is the big buzz right now in the Patriot community, is that this is why the Trump administration is being so eerily quiet right now, is because the Democrats, those on the left, the communists, have been had. There's more and more research and documentation showing the Homeland Security's control measures that they put in place to avoid having the election stolen with what are called watermarks. And these are how they are identifying which are authentic and which are counterfeit ballots. All of these are under the direct control of Homeland Security. Unlike that sitting temporary acting director Wolf, who's saying there's no evidence of it now either. He's just playing the game to let them slip further into the noose. But you give these communists enough rope, they're going to hang themselves eventually. And that appears, that's what many are asserting has happened now. Now we're hopeful. We can only hope. We know that President Trump has been aware of voter fraud from the beginning. He's talked about it. And being the strategic art of the deal kind of a prodigy that he is, really, I can't imagine that he would just go bebopping into this election without having thought some things through. This could be the ultimate setup for the enemies of America that could bring to ruin so many of these people at the highest levels. We can only be hopeful, right? But I know a lot of folks have been kind of really feeling run down, a little disappointed, depressed about the numbers that we're seeing. But, you know, somebody posted this. I just want to share it with you. This is really great. This is from one of our Ameren Core operators, Golf Papa 55. He posted this over at the ZNet, which is an Ameren Core channel for sharing information and intelligence and, you know, encouraging one another and coordinating with one another for emergency communications. And he writes this: cheer up. Three facts to consider. One, this is a spiritual battle between good and evil that we cannot win in the flesh. Praying is our only weapon. Pray often and in groups. Amen. This is what, absolutely, those are the weapons we should be fighting with right now. This is a war, and those are the weapons we should be fighting with. So excellent. Number two, it is God's plan we are witnessing here. It will be a great chapter in the book of life. Another great reminder, we are watching God's plan unfold. It doesn't mean that we always do what God really wishes that we would do, but ultimately he's going to work things for our good, for his glory, to advance the kingdom. And as a merciful and just God. So we're witnessing his plan unfold. We are on the front row. We have front row seats to biblical times right now, to watching what's happening in the spiritual realm manifest itself in the physical, political, social world right now. This is an amazing time to be alive. No matter which way it goes, even if this goes to Biden, it could be it's God's will that it's time. It's time for this country to go into the next chapter and close the chapter of the America that we've always known. Let these evil people temporarily have some power. Just dole out just enough rope for them to get themselves tangled up in, because it's coming for them. But or he could give us another reprieve, slam some of these people, retain President Trump for a time. That I assert they are going to try to kill him. I fully expect an assassination attempt. And so all of us patriots, we need to be standing by. We need to be standing ready. We need to be watchful. We need to be prayerful right now, because these are desperate, evil, wicked, vile creatures that hate America and hate everything that we believe in. They hate everything that this nation was founded on, all of our principles. They hate the rule of law. They hate our God. They hate us. They hate this country. And so stay vigilant, stay engaged in the warfare that we should be in right now, and that's spiritual warfare and prayer. And number three, we win. How can you beat that? Love it. Anyway, I've got some stuff I want to share with you when we come back. When elections have been stolen, sometimes patriots, people are saying, what do we do? Does that mean we just declare war? Does that mean we just the country breaks off and say, you can keep your communism over there, and here's the line in the sand? What happens when your ballot boxes are taken over by communists and manipulated? Oh, it's actually something many of you have heard of, the Battle of Athens. And this isn't a faraway land, not talking about Greece. We're talking about Tennessee, right after World War II. I'm going to share that story with you after the break. Stay right there. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and this segment was brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfront Suites is located on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Check them out. Patriot-owned business, great place to lay your head when you're going up the St. Joe River. Check out the fall colors, going hunting. And that's riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, stay right there. We'll be right back.
For a government to let expire a temporary tax? And how many times have you known government to repeal any measure which grants power to itself or removes liberty from the citizens? I can count the number of times on one finger and a thumb, with their tips touching one another, of course. John Adams said, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever." There is an exception, however, and that is when things begin anew. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. This is a fine Saturday morning broadcasting from Patriot Hill territory. Getting back into what we were talking about, the Battle of Athens. Before I get to that, though, I want to go to the NOC report, NOQ report. Michigan is back in play after software glitch correction returns votes to President Trump. This is just really interesting because there was this is what I saw yesterday morning after the morning show, the morning commute show. I saw this headline pop up about Michigan voter glitches have turned several thousand voters, switched them to, it was a glitch that switched the votes to Biden. Could be affecting up to 33 counties, this headline said. I'm like, what? Well, it's worse, actually. So, let's see. Look at this. An election software glitch in Michigan's Antrim County that had incorrectly directed votes Democratic presidential candidate to Joe Biden was fixed Friday, putting thousands of vote correctly into President Trump's totals. The software had reportedly caused a significant number of votes to be allotted to Biden in a county that has for years been reliably red. In the presumed final count, Biden had originally led in the county by roughly 3,000 votes. Revised totals show that Trump won the county by around 2,500. Addressing the alleged software glitch, Michigan GOP Chairwoman Laura Cox said Friday during a press conference that 47, not 33, but now 47 counties in Michigan use the same software in the same capacity. This is what has people about up in arms. Let me take you to a historical event many of you have heard of, many of you may not have. The Battle of Athens, when World War II veterans stood up to the corrupt local government in Tennessee. Now, this is War History Online is the website. And there's accounts of this all over the place, in books and on the internet and in encyclopedias. And just it's pretty well known. In 1946, the small town of Athens, Tennessee, became a battleground. A siege was laid on the town jail by a crowd mostly consisting of World War II veterans who decided to take justice into their own hands, which the left, by the way, today would be calling vigilantes. As their local politics was plagued by corruption, police brutality, and electoral fraud. The political turmoil had been present before World War II. An influential political figure from Memphis, Edward Hull Boss Crump, Boss Hogg, appointed Paul Cantrell as the candidate for sheriff in 1936. Cantrell won the election in what became known as the vote grab of 1936. This is nothing new. So in the period between 36 and 46, 10 years, it's estimated that the fees amounted to more than $300,000. Now, I skipped the part. From that point forward, on a system of fees was introduced in the sheriff's office, which meant that the officers were paid per arrest. The system provided to be very dysfunctional. Shady arrests were made, often without substantial evidence, which included numerous fines for drunkenness and fee grabbing from tourists and travelers on a similar pretext. So that's what they're estimating, between about $300,000. So in the meantime, Cantrell ran for state senate, leaving his trusty deputy, Pat Mansfield, in charge. The racket worsened, and the local population became increasingly displeased when several investigations by the U.S. Department of Justice failed to make a dent in the lucrative violation of authority. The situation reached a boiling point. During wartime, thousands of men from McKinn County, which includes Athens, had joined the fight against fascism overseas. The shortage of suitable men had led to the employment of law enforcement officers who often included ex-convicts with violent criminal records. As the war ended in 1945, around 3,000 soldiers from McMinn returned home, only to find that the corruptive local government was stronger than ever. Apart from the sheriff's office, the corrupted clique, controlled by E.H. Crump, held the local media, schools, and pretty much all of the government institutions. This is a real boss hog. Well, we have lack of time here. We're not going to be able to get into all of the details of this, but there were several incidents that took place, but the final straw was the arrest and brutal beating of Bob Harrell, who was one of the poll watchers. See, they don't like poll watchers. Harrell protested when a girl was brought in by the deputies to cast her ballot, despite the fact she had no poll tax receipt and was not listed in the voter registration. And the girl also seemed to be underage. So in response to his protest, he was arrested and the voting process was halted in that polling place. The ballot box, together with the handcuffed GI, was taken to the county jail in the town of Athens. So now they're taking a poll watcher, got him arrested, taking the ballot box out of public view and then taking it up to the jail where a corrupt sheriff is. Anyway, this turned into quite the battle. It involved Molotov cocktails and several firearms that were acquired from the local National Guard armory. And one thing led to another, and they ended up standing down. But it's pretty fascinating history. And it's where the citizens had to rise up because of corruption over polling and the voting. So in the aftermath of the riots, the votes were finally counted and the GI party candidate Knox Henry was elected the sheriff of McMinn County. Now today, we've got a much more corrupt enemy. It's much more sophisticated, but we're watching. We're going to continue to watch this. I'm going to cover some of this tomorrow night on RadioFreeRedoubt.com, the podcast. So you guys just be safe, be blessed, and keep your powder dry. And we'll see you tomorrow night. All right, this is the voice of the American Redoubt. This is John Jacob Schmidt. God bless.